While many councils across Simcoe County are putting pressure on the county's school boards to bring police programming back into schools, one national organization is applauding the board's decision to pump the brakes. In a letter sent to Simcoe County District School Board, SCDSB, trustees on February 28, Director of Policing Free Schools Andrea Vasquez Jimenez wrote in support of the decision of the board in 2022 to cancel regular police programming. With that said, there are major concerns as it has come to our attention that City Council elected officials from the Simcoe region have been seeking to have police in school programs reinstated without actually understanding the systemic issue of policing in schools, wrote Jimenez in her letter. Collingwood joined a chorus of voices calling on Simcoe County school boards to bring back the school resource officer program, by councillors voting at their meeting on February 21 to send a letter in support to all Simcoe County school boards, the County of Simcoe and all member municipalities, Simcoe County MPPs, Minister of Education Stephen Lecce and Solicitor General Michael Kersner. Wasaga Beach, Bradford West Gwillimbury and Ajala Tosarantio have sent letters to the same effect in recent months, as has County of Simcoe Council. Orillia City Council will consider following suit at their March 4 meeting. The Simcoe County District School Board just needs the political will and political courage to stand by your decision. And continue moving towards creating the conditions for all students to have educational spaces where they can heal, learn and thrive, wrote Jimenez. Policing Free Schools, Canada. As a community-based organization that is dedicated to systemic changes for the co-creation of transformative, healthy, equitable policing-free educational spaces. They offer support to community organizers, educators, school boards, and post-secondary institutions in ending the practice of police and policing in school, college and university campus programs. Jimenez points to ample evidence of the detrimental and systemic impacts of police on students, especially Black, Indigenous, racialized, 2SLGBTQQIA+, disabled, neurodivergent students and students with precarious immigration status and intersecting identities. In June 2021, two different parent groups provided deputations to the SCDSB calling for the dissolution of police programs in local schools, citing incidents of Black or Indigenous students feeling unsafe, as well as suggesting social workers, not police, should be the government agency providing mental health and wellness supports. The School Resource Officer Program was dissolved at the Toronto District School Board in November 2017. Peel Region cancelled theirs in November 2020, as have multiple other school boards across Ontario. While the Simcoe County District School Board cancelled regular police programming following those deputations, they have not linked their decision to pressure from special interest groups. The SCDSB said they made the decision following an internal review that found there was duplication between the programming being provided by police and the health curriculum from the Ministry of Education. Many police partnerships still happen at many Simcoe County schools, including safety patrol training, bike and traffic safety and digital safety presentations, presentations to secondary school law classes and the community safety officer positions at many high schools. The key difference now is officers are only permitted in Simcoe County schools by invitation. Representatives from the SCDSB declined to comment for this article.